Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're diving into AI and how it's changing the world of language.
Translation, interpretation, you name it.
We've got some really interesting stuff to explore. It's from a document called Urine Joe.
That's right.
And it really gets into how AI is breaking down all these communication barriers, you know?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
So get ready to discover how AI is changing the way we connect with the world. It's like mind-blowing.
You know, one of the things that really stands out is how AI is going way beyond just, you know, simple translation, word for word.
Right.
It's actually starting to grasp, like, the nuances of language, taking context into account, tone, style.
Yeah. It's like having a personal interpreter right there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, in your pocket.
Exactly.
And the source material, for instance, mentions how AI can translate, like, a super dense scientific paper in Mandarin, you know?
Yeah, or a classic Russian novel.
Yeah. Or, and not just translate it, but actually convey the meaning behind the words.
It goes way beyond just speed and accuracy. Imagine needing to understand slang in a casual conversation, right? Or the humor,
yeah.
Or even like the poetic nuances of a song. AI can handle all of that.
Yeah, that's what makes it so different from, you know, the old school translation tools.
Right.
It makes me think about all the times I've struggled to understand, like, instructions for something I bought online from, you know, overseas.
Absolutely.
With AI, I could actually understand, you know, perfectly, regardless of what language it was in.
And it's not just about understanding foreign products, right? This technology could totally revolutionize how we engage with information from all over the world.
That's true.
Think about being able to read international reviews before you buy something.
Yeah.
Or follow a complex recipe, I don't know, in another language.
Yeah, it's like opening a door to a whole new world of possibilities. And speaking of possibilities, the document also highlights how AI translation is really like changing the game for small businesses.
Oh, absolutely. Imagine like a small business owner in, let's say, Korea, who wants to reach a global audience, right? AI gives them the power to translate their whole website and marketing stuff into
multiple languages.
Multiple languages, yeah. And without spending a ton of money.
No more hiring, like those expensive agencies.
Right.
Or waiting weeks for translation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
AI can translate product descriptions, handle customer inquiries from all over the world, even help with real-time negotiations.
It's amazing. All in a fraction of the time and cost.
It's like having like a whole team of experts at your fingertips.
It's true. And this whole idea of accessibility also extends to education. The source material actually paints a really interesting picture of what AI-powered language learning could look like.
Imagine giving a presentation, I don't know, in Spanish,
yeah.
And having AI give you real-time feedback on your pronunciation and your grammar.
Like a personal tutor.
It's like having a personal tutor, yeah. Guiding you every step of the way.
That would be amazing.
Or picture this.
Yeah.
You're walking down the street in a foreign country and you want to know what a sign says. You just use your phone to ask AI for an instant translation.
It's like the world is your classroom.
Exactly.
And think about how much easier it'd be to travel.
Absolutely.
The source material really emphasizes how AI can, like, transform the whole travel experience. Like,
right.
Let's say you're in a market in Morocco, a busy marketplace.
Right.
With AI, you can translate menus. You can haggle prices.
Have real conversations with the local.
Real conversations, and all in real time.
It's incredible.
No more, you know, relying on those awkward phrase books.
Or hand gestures.
It's about really, like, immersing yourself in the culture and connecting with people.
On a much deeper level.
The source material actually gives the example of visiting a historical site. I think it was in Georgia.
Or Armenia.
Yeah. And being able to understand the history behind the monuments thanks to AI translation.
You can go beyond just the surface level.
It's true. And experience the place authentically. That's what I love about it. And speaking of authentic experiences, let's talk about how AI can be used for real-time communication. It's like literally having that personal interpreter in your pocket.
Mm-hmm.
The document actually gives specific examples of how to effectively use AI for different situations.
For instance, let's say you're in a formal business meeting and you need interpretation, you know, with the right terminology.
Yeah.
You might tell the AI something like, please provide business meeting interpretation using formal language.
Right. And if you're having like a casual conversation with someone at a cafe, you might say, I need casual interpretation with like natural expressions and cultural insights.
Exactly. You can tailor the style to fit the situation.
Yeah. And your communication needs.
They're really impressive.
And this all ties back to the idea of AI being able to actually grasp context and nuance.
It's what makes it so powerful.
It's not just translating words, it's conveying meaning.
It's facilitating genuine human connection.
Now let's explore how AI is like democratizing access to global knowledge. The source material talks about being able to read cutting-edge research papers, like in any language,
yeah,
without any barriers.
Think of the possibilities.
It's crazy. You could be a student researching a complex topic, professional staying up to date in your field, or just someone, you know, passionate about history, about literature. The world's knowledge is like at your fingertips.
It's amazing.
The source material highlights how AI can not only translate these documents, but it can actually like identify key words, summarize key findings.
Saving you a ton of time.
So much time. It's incredible how AI is breaking down barriers, making information accessible to everyone, regardless of their language skills. This has been incredible so far.
Yeah.
But before we get too ahead of ourselves, let's take a minute to think about how to actually like tap into this potential. The document, you know, the one we're exploring, it offers some really practical tips for using AI translation tools effectively.
One of the biggest takeaways is to be clear and concise with your instructions.
Just like you would with a human translator.
Exactly. You need to tell the AI exactly what you're looking for. Formal business translation, a casual chat, something in between.
Be specific.
Yeah.
For example, if you're translating a business letter, you know, you'd want to specify that you need a formal tone.
Whereas if it's for a chat with a friend, you might ask for a more conversational style.
Right. It's about thinking of AI as your partner in this whole communication process.
Yeah.
And setting it up for success.
And don't forget about specific terminology, cultural nuances. Those can be important too.
It's true. The more information you give it, the better the results are going to be. So to wrap it up, AI translation isn't just about replacing human translators.
Right.
It's about empowering all of us to communicate better, to access information from all over the world, and to connect with different cultures, you know, on a deeper level.
It's a powerful tool that can change the way we learn, work, and interact with the world.
Now, let's get practical. In the next part of our deep dive, we'll actually explore specific examples of how AI is being used in different fields, from travel and education to business and research. We'll dive into real-world applications, and you'll discover how you can use this technology to actually enrich your own life. Stay tuned.
I can't wait. Welcome back to our deep dive into AI and language. We've already talked about how AI is changing the game for translation and interpretation, but now let's get practical.
How can we actually use this technology to make our lives, you know, richer and more connected?
Well, the document's got a ton of great examples. One that really stands out is AI's potential to unlock all this knowledge that might have been inaccessible before. Like, imagine being able to just effortlessly read research papers in any language.
Oh, wow.
From like a groundbreaking study on renewable energy in Japanese to a historical analysis of ancient Roman texts.
That's incredible. It's a game changer for anyone who's passionate about learning, whether they're in academia or just keeping up their field or just someone's curious.
Right. What used to require like a whole team of translators or years of language study is now possible with just a few clicks.
It's amazing. And the document also pointed out how AI can analyze those documents too, like picking out key terms and summarizing the main points.
Huge time saver.
It really is.
Yeah.
It makes you think about all the information that's out there just waiting to be discovered.
It's true.
Speaking of discoveries, something else that caught my eye in the source material was the example of being able to decipher those tricky foreign product manuals and instructions.
Oh, yeah.
No more struggling with confusing diagrams or poorly translated text.
It's a problem so many of us have faced. Like, imagine buying some high-tech gadget from Japan or a stylish piece of furniture from Italy.
Right.
With AI translation, you can actually understand those instructions perfectly, so you can assemble it, use it safely and correctly.
That would definitely save me some frustration.
Yeah.
And it's not just about practical instructions. The document even mentioned being able to translate online reviews from shoppers all over the world before you buy something.
That's smart. It can really help you make better decisions, especially when you're considering products that aren't widely available where you live.
It's true. All these examples are making me think about how I could be using AI to make my life easier and, you know, more enriching.
That's what we want. We hope this deep dive is empowering you to explore these tools and see how they can fit into your own life. The document also gives some good advice on how to get the most out of AI translation.
Yeah.
It emphasizes how important it is to be clear and specific with your instructions, just like you would with a human translator.
That makes sense.
You need to tell the AI exactly what you need, whether it's a formal business translation, a casual chat with a friend, or somewhere in between.
And provide context.
Right. For example, if you're translating a legal document, you'll want to specify a formal tone and make sure it uses legal terminology. But if you're translating a song lyric, you might want to ask for something more poetic and expressive.
So it's all about thinking of AI as your partner in this communication process and giving it what it needs to succeed.
Exactly. It really brings us back to that core idea of AI understanding context and nuance.
Which is what makes it so powerful.
It's not just about replacing words. It's about conveying meaning and fostering real communication.
Now let's talk about how AI is changing the travel experience. The source material really highlights how AI can take the stress out of navigating a foreign country. Imagine being able to effortlessly communicate with locals, order food, ask for directions, and explore new places without any language barriers.
It can really enhance the enjoyment and authenticity of your travels. Like, picture yourself in a bustling Thai market, confidently haggling prices and chatting with vendors as you search for unique souvenirs.
That sounds amazing.
Or imagine discussing the historical significance of an ancient monument with a local in Georgia. Really delve deeper into the culture and history of the region.
It's about connecting with people and places on a much deeper level than was ever possible before. I love that image of being able to read historical markers and museum plaques in other languages. Truly immersing yourself in the history and stories of the places you visit.
It's those seemingly small moments that can make all the difference.
This is making me want to book a trip right now.
Me too.
Speaking of new experiences, let's dive into how AI is impacting education. The source material paints a really exciting picture of interactive language learning. Like, imagine a student giving a presentation in French, and the AI provides real-time feedback on their pronunciation and grammar.
It's like having a personal language tutor right there with you, helping you build confidence and fluency in a supportive environment.
No more fear of making mistakes in front of the whole class. The document also mentions how AI can create simulated conversation scenarios.
Which is way more engaging than traditional methods.
Exactly. Instead of just memorizing vocabulary lists, you can practice real-life conversations with AI, improving your speaking and listening skills in a fun and interactive way.
It's all about learning by doing.
There was another great example about using your smartphone to ask AI for an instant translation of any sign or object you encounter while walking down the street in a foreign country. It's like turning the entire world into a language learning lab.
It's a fantastic way to immerse yourself in the language and culture. It really highlights how technology can create a more engaging and personalized learning experience.
Yeah, it's amazing. But with all this talk about AI in education, it makes you wonder, what about the role of teachers in this new landscape?
Yeah, that's a great question. Is AI meant to replace teachers?
It makes you think.
I see AI more as a powerful tool that can enhance and support what teachers do. You know, teachers bring so much expertise, mentorship, and human connection to the learning process.
So it's not about replacement. It's about collaboration.
Exactly. It's about using the strengths of both AI and human educators to create a more effective and enriching learning experience for everyone.
That makes sense. It sounds like AI can free up teachers to focus on those more human aspects of teaching, while also giving students more personalized support and practice opportunities.
It's a win-win.
This deep dive is really shedding light on the potential of AI in so many different areas of life.
Yeah.
But it also makes you think about the bigger picture, the long-term impact of this technology on our world.
That's a crucial conversation to have. As AI continues to evolve and become more integrated into our lives, it's important to consider those broader implications.
Welcome back to the deep dive. We've spent this whole episode talking about the ways AI is changing how we use and understand language.
Mm.
But like with any powerful technology, there's always a bigger picture to think about.
You know, what's really fascinating to me is that AI isn't just changing how we communicate.
Right.
It's actually making us rethink what language even is, you know, at its core.
Okay, that's interesting. What do you mean by that?
Well, we've always thought of language as this like uniquely human thing,
right?
A way to express our thoughts, our feelings, our creativity. But as AI gets better at understanding and even creating language, it kind of blurs those lines.
It's like AI is challenging what it even means to be human.
Exactly. It raises questions about like authenticity and originality.
Mm-hmm.
If AI can write a poem or song that's just as moving as something created by a human,
yeah.
What does that tell us about art and expression? Where does that humanness come from?
Wow, that's something to think about. The source material also talks about how AI could impact different professions. What happens to human translators and interpreters if AI can do so much of the work?
That's a real concern, and it's something we have to consider carefully.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's necessarily about AI replacing humans.
Okay.
I think it's more likely that AI will become like a partner.
So more collaboration than competition.
Exactly. AI can handle those more routine tasks like translating technical documents or providing basic interpretation, which frees up human experts to focus on those things that require cultural understanding, empathy, that kind of creative spark that's harder for AI to replicate.
So we might see human translators specializing in things like literature or diplomacy.
Right. Anything where it's super important to capture those subtle shades of meaning,
Yeah.
it's about finding that balance, you know, using the strengths of both AI and humans to get the best results. There's actually another potential benefit that the source material talks about that I think is really exciting.
Tell me more.
It's the idea of using AI to help preserve endangered languages. You know, there are so many languages spoken around the world, and a lot of them are at risk of disappearing.
Because of things like globalization and cultural shifts.
Yeah, it's sad, but it's true. And it would be a huge loss. All those languages represent cultural heritage and diversity.
That's a good point.
AI could be used to document these languages, create digital archives, maybe even develop tools to help people learn them so we can keep them alive for future generations.
That's a beautiful idea.
Right.
Using technology not just to make things more efficient, but to protect and celebrate something as important as language.
Yeah.
So, as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away?
I think the most important thing is that AI is a powerful tool, and it has this huge potential to improve our lives and connect us in new ways. But it's up to us to use it wisely and ethically.
Technology is only as good as the people using it, right?
Exactly. We need to stay informed, have open conversations about what AI means for our world, and make sure we're using it to create a better future for everyone.
Well said. And to our listeners, we want to keep this conversation going. How do you see AI changing the future of language? What excites you? What worries you? Let us know what you think.
Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep diving deep into the world of knowledge.